Hong Kong's real estate is consistently ranked as the world's most expensive. It also ranks high for something else, inequality. The city's just recorded its hottest week on record. So imagine what it's like to live here. A windowless cubicle measuring just over 2 square meters.
How long have you been here?
About 8 years.
For $270 a month, David Lau rents a space just big enough for a bed and his few belongings. It's on the sixth floor of a dilapidated apartment block, one of 14 partition spaces that are created when normal apartments are divided into minuscule ones and where hygiene is a daily struggle.
Inside is a mask, a quick test, and a drink.
Our guide is local social worker Zilai Shan, here helping to distribute masks and COVID-19 test kits. Her organization says that more than 220,000 people are now living this way. I last reported on this problem 13 years ago. What you're looking at are cages, not for animals, but people. Back then, Ms. Z had already spent more than a decade campaigning against so-called cage homes. She says not much has changed since we last spoke.
That's why we also request the government they should increase the supply, and then we can eradicate the cage home and should be no more cage home. Yeah.
Well, the reason why so many people live in these squalid and often dangerous conditions is, as was the case 13 years ago, because of Hong Kong's acute public housing shortage. It's a shortage that means the waiting time for such a home can be up to 10 years.
During a recent visit to Hong Kong, China's President Xi Jinping urged the territory's new leader to make the issue of affordable housing a priority. The local government has pledged to build more than 300,000 homes in the next decade, something Ms. Zee says should have happened a long time ago.
It's a shame of Hong Kong, and we hope we can improve it as soon as possible. And even the central government concerned about the housing policy.
But addressing the poverty hidden behind this skyline will be a challenge, and one that former governments have failed to resolve. Adrian Brown, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.